Manchester Mayor Jay Moran. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
He has no idea why he's on the phone right now.
No, it's great. That's great.
I don't. I'm on vacation. You're throwing me off. Go for it.
Where are you?
I'm in Cape Cod.
Oh, good heavens. Oh,
real nice.
Nice.
You're walking around. You got a text. Can you come on right now? And he calls in.
Exactly.
Not even knowing what he's calling into.
And I'm wearing pants.
I love this guy.
Yep.
I'm a sucker. I was born a sucker. So let's go.
He's like, all right, hit me. What's going on? What happened now?
The most honest mayor on the planet.
Yes.
There was a movie theater fight that went viral in Manchester. Did you hear or see any of this?
Was this last night?
Probably a couple days ago if we have the audio now.
I would say semi-recent, yeah.
Probably over the weekend.
Yeah.
Is there a movie theater in Manchester that has, like, seats that aren't really clean? Would you be able to guess which movie theater that is?
I don't know. I think both. You have the one up at the mall, which is a national chain, which has a bar, so that could lead to a problem.
Gotcha. Oh, right.
And then there's a smaller one. Oh, they have beautiful new seats because every time I go, I fall asleep.
Nice.
Oh,
right. You'll find the mayor sleeping there. Mayor?
I fall asleep in the first 20 minutes of the show, the prelims. I never even make it to the movie. That's how old I am.
Was it called The Rave?
I did not hear about this.
2 days ago.
It was 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Posted originally to the woman's TikTok first and then picked up by Reddit.
I didn't get a police report. Was it a police show?
Yes.
In Cape Cod, so.
No, they did. The woman that recorded the incident went to the manager eventually and said that she wanted to press charges against the other woman.
Oh, I did not hear about them.
Mother.
You know, I'm in Chatham, Massachusetts. The biggest fight is for a parking spot up here. You know, when you got to get to, you know, the Black Dog or you got to get to the local pub, you know, there's a big fight for a parking spot here, but that's about it.
I hear you.
Well, is there anything you'd like to say to the people of Manchester who may or may not have had a fight at Chuck E. Cheese, at the movie theater?
The Chinese restaurant.
The Chinese restaurant.
The buffet. Remember
the buffet.
Over the crab legs.
You know, if you want to go down memory lane of Manchester, Connecticut, just call on Chaz and AJ. They bring up all the great things we do in town. We lead the country in, I guess, public establishment fights. I did not hear about this. To those who were trying to watch the movie, I apologize. If they spend money to watch a movie, to the rest of you that want an answer from me, I apologize because I'm enjoying vacation. I'll get back to you with some more information.
But nice.
This is news to me.
Right.
You know, it's really funny because all my friends around the state goes, oh, you're the town that has the fights at the Chuck E. Cheese. There's Chuck E. Cheese fights all over the country just because Chaz and Ace
He's right.
Yes, you're right.
I mean,
yes.
Yeah, we're fighting over lobster legs and stuff.
Crab legs.
Yeah, lobster legs.
Crab legs.
At the buffet.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to buy a crab leg here in the Cape, but it was like $2,500 a crab leg here at Cape Cod, so I passed on it.
Yep.
My goodness.
Have some cod
instead. Hey, Chaz, why I gotcha. We got a great story coming to mention. The Wall That Heals, which is the replica of the Vietnam Wall.
We had it a few years ago.
In September. I would love to get some of the leaders of that on your show because the veterans, they're helping the veterans, and we bring our Vietnam veterans together in Manchester. The whole city of Connecticut shows up for it. If you've ever been to that wall that heals, it's really special and moving.
It's moving.
Yeah, very moving.
Literally.
Yeah.
And so we'd love to have some of the leaders come on and talk to you about it because they called me last week and they asked if they can get on Chaz and AJ. See what I'm saying? I mean, you guys, you bring all the great stuff to Manchester. Let's talk about the wall that heals in a few weeks. That'd be great.
100%.
Absolutely.
We are in.
Absolutely, sir.
Thank you.
Yes.
You guys are huge fans of the veterans, and we thank you for that. You do a great job.
Well, we can't thank them enough.
Seriously, yeah.
We really can't thank them enough.
Truth.
Chaz and AJ are covering a fight in Manchester. I love you guys.
That happened 2 days ago.
that happened 2 days ago that the mayor has no clue what you're talking about.
We needed answers.
Oh, my goodness. See, normally I'd be listening to you and know what the heck's going on. I had no idea what's going on. So I'm much safer now. I'm driving on the road in the Cape Cod because I'm not listening to AJ. So.
All right, Mayor, we'll let you get back to vacation. Thanks for calling in.
And be safe.
Yeah, I don't know where I am now. I might have to get my GPS back. I think I'm somewhere in the middle of the Atlantic. Thank you, guys. Appreciate
That'll
it.
Be the next story out of Manchester.
Where's the mayor?
The mayor's
lost.
When'd you get lobster legs?
All right, thank you,
boys.
Thank you, Mayor.
See ya.
Mayor Jay Moran of Manchester. Love that man. All right, call in fight stories at the workplace.
Fight, fight, fight.
203-882-9757. Guy in Southington.
Yes, good morning, crew. How's everybody doing?
Morning.
Good, thanks.
Morning.
Good. I used to manage Showcase Cinemas in Southington for a while and down in North Haven. We used to work with you guys with the Flicker Club.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And my friend, the late, great Sam T.
Yes.
There was a shooting at the theater on a Friday night when we were doing the midnight movies.
Oh.
A shooting inside the lobby in North Haven.
Wow.
Was it someone who dropped their gun trying to get some candy out of their
the time
pocket?
Warp?
Or was it someone shooting someone?
It was someone shooting someone. They were waiting. They were showing a movie at midnight, opening a movie called State Property. This is back in the 2000s. And we had a 1201 and a 1205 showing at midnight. The North Haven police put everybody with a red bandana in the 1201 and everybody with a blue bandana in the 1205. So they had them separated in the lobby.
Right.
And while they were waiting for the theater to be cleaned out and to go in, two shots rang out inside the theater, seven outside. So a total of 9 shots fired.
Wow.
One person was hit. They all escaped in cars right up over the grass on the Universal Drive in North Haven. Everybody spread. I got down there on Saturday morning to open the theater, and I was like, this place was in chaos. It hadn't been clean. There were cops there. It was everything. It was one of the crew members came up to me and said, Mr. E, you'd be so proud of me. When it happened, I jumped over the counter and got out of there like Sonic the Hedgehog.
That's why you're still alive, son.
Yeah, so it was absolute madness. But
wow.
What was the movie about?
It was like a gangster movie, State Property. It was about, you know, like a New Jack City type thing.
Right, right.
That'll do it.
Right, that's why you're packing, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So it was kind of very unusual experience for a movie theater in Connecticut.
True Midnight Madness. Yeah.
This thing that happened in Manchester 2 days ago, the story's on TMZ.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah.
Woman melts down on mom. Son mistakenly sat in seat.
Oh.
And that's the clips that we were playing.
Right.
It was Reginald's fault the whole time?
Reginald. Good heavens, mother.
Reginald.
Good heavens, mother.
Guy, thanks for checking in, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Guy.
Hey, no problem. Thank you, guys.
Be good.
Bill in Beacon Falls.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Beth. I was working at a record company in Southbury, and I was working overnights and days, and my relief driver didn't come in except for an hour and a half late. So I got in his space, and it turned out we were going to have fisticuffs.
Right.
And we went at it pretty good. I got arrested.
Really?
Oh.
Did you make the paper?
Yeah.
Who gets arrested? The one who did the most beating or the person who threw the first punch?
I don't know. I didn't throw the first punch, and I certainly didn't get the worst of the beating.
Who started the fight?
I did.
Oh, that's why you got arrested. You were the instigator.
Yeah, well, I got in his face and was a little boisterous, and
right.
He got a little pushy, and it went from there.
Right.
Oh, wow. Did you have to work together again?
That was one way to... No, I got fired 2 days later.
Yeah, no need to stop the presses here.
That's interesting. The guy who was late
right,
gets to keep his job.
Right.
You get fired.
That's not right at all.
Yep.
Did your coworker
what was
have
really
to...
sad was...
Yeah.
What was really sad was I worked 7 days a week around the clock.
Right.
On call.
So you had some free time now.
I was their best driver.
Yeah.
I was their best driver. So...
You showed them.
I got fired, and he got to keep his job.
Right. But then they had crappy delivery after that, so you're good.
Yeah. Well, that's my story, guys. You guys are great.
Thank you, brother.
Hi, Beth. I mean, hi, Ruth. And y'all have a good day.
Did you say Beth?
Wow.
Yeah, Beth. I was talking to a friend of mine on the phone a few minutes ago.
Her name's Beth? No.
But hello to Beth?
It's actually Evelyn.
And hello to Ruth.
Right.
Yes, hello to Ruth. We'll talk to y'all later, guys.
All right,
you
Bill.
Guys are the best in the state.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, brother.
Get out of trouble.
Thanks, Bob.
Todd the roofer.
It's Ruth. Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
I got many on the job altercations.
Wow.
He threw somebody off the roof.
Are you a boxer?
Oh, Johnny Hansen roofing when I was 18 years old. Now I'm 60. He comes to the job yelling, screaming, this is all you guys got done. I grabbed him by his head and threw him right off the roof about 14 feet.
You're my
idol. I got arrested for that one.
Nice. That's amazing. Wow, you tested gravity with him. Nice.
And,
Okay, hold on.
Let's
process
this. How long
were you working at this place before you threw the boss off the roof?
Well, one, he was a relative of mine. He was a cousin.
Okay, so that makes sense.
I was working for him for about maybe 8 or 10 months.
Right.
Okay.
You know. But he was just a drunk, and then he come back breaking our balls, so I had to teach him a lesson.
Right. Did he land? How did he land? Did he land in bushes? Did he land the ground?
What? What's that?
That was his last day at work.
He went right. Yeah, that was my last day working for him.
Yeah.
But then General Datacom in Naugatuck, that big giant building there.
Right.
The some guy took my chalk line and had my name on it. Oh, that's my chalk line. We got into it. And brought him right to the edge of the roof, which is about 60 feet high.
Oh.
I got one hand on his throat, one hand on his tool belt, and I got him hanging by his knees. And there's about 60 guys working on the roof because there's a big one.
Yeah.
And my buddy Rich was his name. He's got a shovel in his hand. He's going, anybody gets involved, I'll smack you with a shovel.
Wow. Oh, so anybody trying to help him.
Wow, that's like a WWE.
This is like tarring the roof on Shawshank, and the guard is like going to knock Andy to front.
Yeah.
Tar the parking lot.
This idiot's about to have himself an accident.
Yeah, my buddy still talks about that day. To this day, he still talks about it. That was
I would.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Yep.
It's not something you see every day.
No.
No. Yeah, I'd probably still be crapping.
So did you get your chalk line back?
Yeah, you know.
They needed it for the chalk outline.
And then he quit work. He never came back. We never saw him again.
He now works in the library. First floor.
Yeah, that guy lives, works on the ground floor.
Wait, Vince, did you just say they used it for the chalk body outline?
Yes.
That's a good line.
Right.
It's like, hey, you've got to give me my chalk back or there'll be two outlines on the ground.
How am I going to draw around you on your chalk line?
You know what would have been funny if, well, not funny, but if you threw him off with your chalk line, there'd be that poof of blue right to the ground.
almost like a gender reveal. It's a boy.
It's a boy.
And it's dead.
Yeah, roofers are cranky when it's hot out, man. You know,
I don't blame you.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard work.
It's a miserable life. And
don't take people's stuff.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the main thing, the main takeaway.
Yeah, and there's many, many more. I'm not even going to go on, but
the greatest hits.
You ever think, Todd?
I didn't take crap from nobody.
No, I was going to say, do you ever think maybe it's you?
I don't know. He sounds like such a nice guy.
So reasonable.
He does.
It could be.
Yeah,
it could be.
See, he's open to the possibility.
Maybe less caffeine.
Yeah.
But you know people.
Guys, you have a great day.
All right, Todd. People shouldn't mess with you.
I don't want to anger you.
Like, just do your work. Mind your own business. Don't take my stuff. It's very simple.
Right.
I don't want any of you touching my stuff.
Don't touch my stuff. Any of you touch my stuff, I'll kill you.
I kill you.
I'm not going to human resources. You're going right off the roof.
Exactly.
Johnny from Woodbury.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Good. So that guy that called and said he threw Johnny Hanson off the roof, well, he was full of crap. So my father, I'm Johnny Hanson Jr.
Hey.
So my father owned a roofing company in the Valley back in the 80s and 90s. And there was fights every day. You know, that's who he hired. He hired guys that told stories and drank and, you know, guys like that. So on Monday mornings, we'd have to go to Derby Courthouse and pick up half our guys.
Nice. On the way to work. I need a whole bunch of egg sandwiches and coffee.
That's tremendous.
Nice.
Yeah, so we'd have to go there and figure out who's in jail, who's not, and go and, you know, pick them up. I mean, anybody that knows my dad, Johnny, you know, it was always something going on at the job site.
Right.
Is he still around?
You know, I guess no, he passed away back in 2009. He moved out to Arizona and retired, lived a good life.
Yeah. Oh, good. Nice. Yeah. Sorry to hear he's gone.
But there was always fights. You know, there was always fights at the roofing company. Back then, it's who you hired. It's whoever showed up at work.
Yeah.
You know, whoever was, you know, going to do the job. That was it. And you got guys like that, you know, that call up and tell stories, but, you know,
right,
whatever.
You know, sometimes AJ tells stories that, like, in terms of what he wanted to have happen,
right,
or what he wanted to do to somebody.
Right, exactly.
Oh, don't get me wrong. My father was a pain in the butt. Anyone, I bet you someone else is going to call in and say they work for Hanson Roofing. I'm telling you, my father hired everybody. He was a good guy. He was a Marine. He fought for the country.
Oh, wow.
Don't get me wrong. He definitely drank and partied like, you know, like no other. You know, he was like Charlie Sheen sometimes.
Right.
But, you know, it was...
It sounds like a fun place
to. I have like an hour and a half drive every day, so I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks,
hey,
sir.
Todd is on the other line. Can I conference him in?
What's his name again?
Todd.
Todd.
I don't even know who the heck Todd is, man. I don't know. If he can give me my father's, if he can tell me where my father, his house was, then he might have something. But my father never had anyone put his hands on him like that. But go ahead.
All right. Here we go.
Todd, you're on with Johnny. Johnny, Todd.
John Jr., this is Todd Mills. Ralph the Roofer was my father. You remember Ralph, right?
Yeah, I know Ralph very well. Yeah, Ralph was my father's uncle.
I know he was. And back in the day with Russell Skiff. Remember Russell Skiff?
I know Russell really well.
Okay, Russell Skiff was standing right next to me when I threw your father off the roof.
Listen, man. I'll tell you what. I've heard all the stories, man. I'll tell you what. If you can get one other person that can call in and say that someone put their hands on my father, I'll pay him $100. You got my word. You got my phone number.
You talk to Russell Skiff. That's all I got to say. It was on a job up there by Emmett O'Brien.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Russell Skiff. Listen, my father was a good man. When the Derby,
I know he was.
Yeah, but when they burned down, he donated all that money to fix the Derby, what was it, the T-ball, the stadium there he built. My father was a good man. I don't know. You can say what you want.
I know he was, and I'm not saying he wasn't. I'm just saying that the day that I threw him off the roof, he came to the job yelling at us, screaming, hollering, this is all we got done on a 100-degree day.
That's what he did every day. That's what he did every single day. He did that every day.
He just went off on us, and I went off on him. That's all I got to say. It's a true story.
All right, whatever, buddy.
You know, we ask people to call in stories,
right?
And now we actually kind of have a work fight happening live.
Right?
That's great.
No, we're not.
Hey, Johnny.
It's family.
Johnny, thank you.
Johnny was a good guy.
Yes, no problem.
I love you guys. That. He was.
Hey, Johnny, thanks.
Have a great day.
All right.
Gosh.
thank you, Johnny. Honorable thing to call in and, stand up for your dad.
For sure.
As you should.
Todd the Roofer has a version of what happened that day.
Right. You never know.
That sounded like one hell of a crew.
Seriously.
Who was in jail?
Went to the court to pick
him
up.
Who showed up?
Right.
That's great. Yeah.
All right, we're talking about at-work fights. Call in yours. It doesn't have to be a fight you were in. It could be one you witnessed.
Right.
Between customers, 203-882-9757. Michael, Long Island.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How you doing?
Listen, you guys don't realize what kind of pot you're stirring by talking to roofers like that. These guys are rough characters.
Right.
Because I work for them, and I'm not a big guy. You don't mess with those guys.
Oh, wasn't thinking.
Hey, we're not messing.
No.
I'm listening to them tell stories.
Right.
Yeah.
They're sharing
You were messing with their brains.
Wait.
What's left of them after they get fried on the roof?
Well, no, because one guy
It sounds like
in.
You're doing the pot stirring,
right.
You're blaming it on us.
Right, one guy called in, told his story, the guy heard him, so they went back and forth.
Yeah, Todd was very nice.
Yeah, there's no pot
stirring. Johnny disagreed with the details,
and then
also was very nice.
And they worked out.
And then it was over.
Yeah.
I got to tell you something. I'm 70 years old, and I'm broken up. If somebody called in with a story like that, and I had to call up and defend my father, and he was being a smartass.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
I would go looking for him at 70 years old.
I hear you.
Okay.
As you should.
I grew up, I was bouncing, armed security. I've got endless stories for you.
I hear you.
So I'll go into
Do you want to just give us one, or do you want to pontificate about how you're going to handle situations?
Well, we could do both, but I'll go to the story.
Okay, cool. Let's hear a story.
That's awesome, man. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Okay. I'm 70. I was 19 years old. I was a bouncer in a local bar in Oakdale, Long Island.
Okay.
And we had a lot of towns that used to come in to that one bar. And we had the town of Brentwood, a group of guys came in, and they set guys up all over the bar. And then one guy, the smallest guy, started the fight.
Okay.
and the place blew up like a bomb.
Wow.
And we were fighting guys all over the place. Guys used to go through the windows. It was the first time I ever knocked somebody out.
Nice.
And it scared the crap out of me.
Was it one punch, or was it, did you use a table, a chair? How did you knock him out?
Facing the bar.
Like this.
Nice.
I was big and strong.
Nice.
So I gave him everything I had. His eyes rolled back. He went on the ground. I was scared. I thought I killed the guy.
Right.
And this big guy comes along. He had to be 6'4". And he looked like Lurch.
And oh, wow.
You rang.
He has a look.
I said, oh, I am dead.
Right.
And he goes, don't worry, I'll take him.
Nice.
And he picked that guy up, threw him over his shoulder, and out the door.
Nice.
Wow. And you picked him up like a sack of potatoes.
Right. And we're going to go home now.
Wow.
Sounds like an Old West saloon fight.
It does.
Cold, yeah.
Dead weight is very hard to pick up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God Lurch was there.
That's my one story.
That's awesome, man.
That's the go-to.
I survived it all.
Yes, you did. We're glad.
We had shootings in theaters many times. I worked armored trucks. We had guys shoot each other.
Armored trucks?
Wow. That's a dangerous one.
Yep. So you're going to get endless stories about this crap all day long.
I hear you.
All right, hold on. I want to get your phone number.
Yeah.
Teabag.
Hello, good day. How are you guys?
Hey.
His name's T-Bag.
Yeah, the bag of tea.
Right, hello.
I had a good one. When I was in tech school, I worked at a shop on the Berlin Turnpike, and, you know, there's a good amount of characters in there. There's this old-timer in there that was just miserable and grumpy all the time. And one of these, the young kids is like, oh, I'm going to go mess him up. I'm like, oh, you know how I get, so be careful. He's like, nah, it'll be okay. He won't even notice.
Right.
He walks outside, grabs some hammer-on weights, and hammer-ons a whole bunch of weights on the inside of his wheel, right? He had an old steel wheel car.
Yeah.
And he leaves. He goes home for the day. Next day he comes in, and he's fuming, swearing up a storm. And he goes right up to the one kid, and, like, he knew exactly who did it. And he goes to swing at the kid. The kid ducks and jacks him right in the jaw, knocks him right on the ground. I was like, oh,
wow.
That was a good one. Got him. So, yeah.
That is a good one.
It is a good one. He did get him.
Yeah.
All because of weights.
But the guy got
the guy that got pranked.
Thank you.
The dude that got pranked then got punched in the face. Like, he got doubled.
Exactly.
He got doubled up.
It was not a good week for him.
No.
No, it was not.
Jane on the road.
Yes, hi. My husband and I were, I won't mention the grocery store, we wanted to stop and get a donut.
Okay.
So if you've been to the grocery stores, they have them, like, in the case. You kind of wait your turn. So there was a businesswoman, she had her suit on, and she was at the front. She was getting donuts, obviously, for work in a box. And so, you know, there are a few people waiting, and then another woman comes, and she was getting a little impatient. She's like, what's taking so long? You know, I've got a kid in the car, I'm waiting for my donut. So the businesswoman, you know, turns and says, all of our time is valuable, ma'am. So the other woman started getting a little impatient. So she pushes to the head of the line. She pushes the businesswoman out of the way. The businesswoman hauls off, cold cocks her right in the face. She goes down. The business manager, or the store manager, comes, whisks the businesswoman away with her donuts. The other woman gets up, shakes it off, gets her donut, and goes home.
Wow.
Meanwhile, everybody at the store can see they're on their phones, they're texting, because we couldn't believe this happened.
Right. Now I want a donut.
I love this story. <Yeah. laughs>
Maybe I'm going to switch to muffins instead.
Yeah. Who knew?
Right. Well, the businesswoman laid it out. All of our time is valuable.
Exactly. Yep. Yes. Right.
We're all waiting.
Yeah. Right. And usually what happens when the donut's involved.
And then the businesswoman took no crap.
She took care of business.
She gave the old Boston cream.
She gave her the business.
Right.
In a pantsuit. Imagine.
Nice.
Getting the range of motion.
Right.
Yeah, this was first thing in the morning.
Wow.
You and your husband just out to get a donut.
Right, that's it. Instant breakfast, that's it.
Yep. You got donut and a treat.
Nice.
Donut
and a show.
Yeah, and a show.
She dunked her donut.
That's great. Jane, you're in the running to see our stripped down strut show.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Getting hungry now.
Isn't that amazing?
It's very amazing. Fights over donuts.
No, I like that the business person handled it like a business person.
Right.
all of our time is valuable.
Yeah.
And then once the line was cut,
okay, now,
yeah. Right, gave her the business.
I give you the business. Right. And then she was whisked away with her donuts.
Right.
Chris in Stratford.
Hey guys, how you doing today?
What's up?
Good, man.
This is just a quick story. Years ago, over 30 years ago now, I worked in a dealership in Fairfield.
Uh-huh.
And one of the guys borrowed a socket of mine, and he had it for a couple of days. So I asked him for it back, and he threw it at me across the shop and hit me.
Right.
So I looked at him, and he looked at me. We started walking towards each other. I grabbed him, I picked him up, turned him over, and dropped him on his head.
Ooh.
Wrestling move.
Nice. Where are people learning these moves?
Seriously. He'll snap on
I didn't want to punch him because that would have been just, you know, but.
Right. Oh, yeah. Much better to drop him on his head.
Over. Use gravity. Why not?
Right on his head.
Right.
He was out of work for a week.
Right. And your tools were unscathed.
He sounds so happy.
And even to this day. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And now he's always in the way with that stupid wheelchair.
Right. Always return the tool.
Can't understand what he's saying with that stupid breathing device.
He's got that damn thing, like, punching boards in.
Yeah, he gets the best parking spot now. He's a real pain in the ass.
Yeah, what a jerk.
I wish I never threw that wrench at him.
Yeah, well, I still have the wrench, too. Yeah.
I keep it as a badge of honor.
After seeing that, I would never take your wrench.
Ever.
No.
Nope.
Keep it.
Hey, you can borrow them. Just bring them back.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's okay. You can hold on.
Yeah, I'm going to buy my own.
I'll find something else.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, Chris. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Talking about fights at work stories, whether you witnessed it or were involved, 203-882-9757. We're putting anyone in Connecticut in the running for this stripped-down show with the Struts that we're doing at Little Pub in Fairfield. Stanley in Port Chester.
Hi, in the late 60s, I was working at a hotel in Monticello, New York, and the dishwashers were kind of like what you call homeless people today, and they drank and they got drunk. So what happened was during the meal, I was waiting online, to get the main dish. And all of a sudden, I heard a big commotion, and a guy comes out of the dish room with a knife in his back.
Oh,
so
but that was clean, though.
Disinfect it before you put it in. He didn't get an infection. Good.
So the police were called and everything, and the police came, but the meal was not stopped. The meal kept on going.
Yeah, nothing stops the meal.
The guy in charge of the kitchen said, just ignore everything and just go out like nothing happened. Go out to the dining room and serve the customers like nothing happened.
Exactly. Hey, this knife that came out with my steak looks a little odd.
It was used to cut the prime rib.
This is awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, these are things that happen.
It wasn't funny.
It's a tough restaurant.
No, of course not. No, it's no. That this is it. It's
right
now. It's funny.
Now it's funny. Yes.
Right.
Yep.
Still hesitant. 50 years later, he's still hesitant.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. No. Everyone lived. Right.
I don't know. I don't know.
You want the server.
All right. Well, then.
He said, keep serving people.
All right. Well, maybe it's not funny. We're not sure.
Right.
Just a flesh wound.
Right.
All right, Stanley. Thanks for checking in, man.
Take care.
All right, brother.
Hello. I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customized coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.